This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, one of the things that we've noticed in our darting across Connecticut, which we've done, I think, 25 or 26 towns so far, is that a lot of towns depend on volunteerism to sustain a lot of services. And, you know, the easiest thing to think about is your fire department. There's a lot of volunteer fire departments out there. A lot of them are big. But a lot of them have had a lot of trouble, you know, with the next generation. And volunteerism seems to be waning in more spots than it's growing. You know, Meriden's a little bit different because it's a city, but I didn't know they had a volunteer fire department, but it's no longer there. And I just, when I saw the headline, I thought it'd be interesting to just catch up with Kevin Scarpati, who's the mayor there. And we'll talk about this, but also a couple other issues, and including the start of school. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for the time. So, I mean, I didn't know, I mean, how often the volunteer fire department was used, because obviously you must have a pretty decent sized paid force as well. Just tell us about the decision and whether this was happening over a number of years and so forth.
Yeah, thank you. So, I guess just a few things. The volunteer component of our fire department is pretty much strictly in our South Meriden area. It's called the South Meriden Volunteer Fire Department. They've been servicing the greater Meriden area for the last 117 years. So they've been around for well over a century. And, you know, at its peak, we were probably upwards of 35 to 40 members. But over the last 10 years or so, we've seen the numbers start to dwindle. Response times from their station had increased. And so back in 2019, we actually went ahead and supplemented that engine with a full-time career staff. As you mentioned, we do have a career firefighting team. We've got six fire companies across the city, over 100 employed firefighters. And so when we did that, we still kept the South Meriden volunteers on board, but we've seen the numbers further decline. And over the last year or so, with some budget challenges, with a mix-up in communication, a change in administration, there were a number of factors that led to a further decline in our volunteers, and we're down to about four or five current volunteers. So we, you know, through our discussions with them, went ahead and made the decision that they'll be deactivated as of December 31st of this year. They had a seat at the table. They were well aware of these issues, and, you know, we posed the question to them, do we want to continue this and try and, you know, save the volunteer force, which would take a lot of work? And it was just a culmination of, I would say, a decade in the making.
Yeah. You know, I'm just curious. Volunteerism in general, I don't know how much Meriden depends on it. Like I said, smaller towns probably more so. But in the time you've been in office, do you see it generally getting tougher to get people to volunteer for things?
Yeah, I think you'll hear it from some of your civic organizations, your nonprofit groups, not just, obviously, you know, agencies that the city would rely on, but other organizations that rely on volunteers. You've got a core group Our historical society comes to mind. We've got a core group of volunteers, but you know, they're aging, they're getting older. We need the younger crews to come in and help out with any organization across any community, quite frankly.
Yeah, I wonder if we need some sort of statewide, I don't know, next time I talk to Lamont, I'll try to, like a statewide sort of campaign to drum up interest and focus on it, right? I just feel like it's tough because I think it's a cultural thing, right? I think it's what we're seeing is it just, and I'm not like, oh, the young people, they're terrible. I just think it's not a part of like how we're raising our kids now and we're not doing it as much. So I think it goes well beyond merit. And we're talking with Mayor Kevin Scarpati here on Brian and Company. A bunch of other things to talk about. Have you already seen like less federal money come to you?
So from the federal response, fortunately, it hasn't been as drastic, I think, as some of the larger cities that have experienced some cuts in their budget. We did experience some fiscal cuts, whether it was through some money in education, through health, or our public library. But one of the more recent decisions that came our way and really impacted us significantly was the cuts to the FEMA grants. And when the federal government decided that they weren't going to award any more grants or extend any grants, that's impacting. We have a large flood control project that has been ongoing for many, many years. And currently we are relying on FEMA funds for two bridge projects. We've already taken one of the bridges down. So there is a large hole in our downtown area that we need funds, and we're relying on those FEMA funds to continue. As a matter of fact, yesterday was the deadline to hear back from FEMA as to whether or not they're going to give us that extension. We've not heard back, but we're hoping that we'll continue to rely on some of those FEMA funds.
What,
if not,
what happens? What are you going to do if it doesn't come?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got to find $5 or $6 million, and it's not a small piece of change, and it would otherwise be on the backs of our taxpayers to pay that, because we've got to build the bridge, we've got to put that back up, we've got to fix the flood control issues that have plagued Meriden for over a century. So yeah, that's been a pretty big issue of late.
You mentioned taxpayers. Are you having the same issues with the newer assessments on properties and the mill rate and stuff?
Time will tell. We are in that right now. Assessments are being conducted this coming year. So we are in the reval stage right now. Notices went out to homeowners about 2 weeks ago that the process has begun. So yes, in this next budget cycle, we are going to see those property values, assuming that this trend continues, property values will increase significantly. It'll be my job, our job with the city council, to make sure we're lowering our expenses accordingly so that we're not seeing what other municipalities are seeing, that 14, 15, 20, 25% tax increases. We need to alleviate that.
Yeah, it's a problem everywhere, obviously. Mayor Kevin Scarpati joining us here, Mayor of Meriden on Brian and Company. School starts today, right across the board?
It does. Today is the first day of school in Meriden.
You're good in good shape with it. I mean, we're dealing with what we've focused a little bit on the, what is it, Cromwell and is it Weathersfield? I can't remember which the other town. And Middletown. Yeah, that's right. Busing, everything's good. We're in good shape. Every, you know, budget-wise, facility-wise, busing-wise, no problems.
I'm knocking on wood as it's only day one. But, yeah, I mean, listen, we've got a great team from our superintendent, Board of Education, right on down to our teachers and administration, ready for our kids and families to come back to our schools today. They've been in the buildings over the last couple of weeks preparing to get our kids ready. We're excited for the school year. I think I'll be joining our superintendent out there at some of our schools later today. But, you know, we've seen some challenges and increases in, you know, various populations, specifically around special education. That's not just Meriden. We've seen it across the state. I know the governor has been and the entire legislature has been paying attention to that. So we'll continue to need that help and assistance. But we're ready and we're excited for our kids to get back in the classroom.
Yeah, I'm just curious. We got less than a minute. We love to catch up with municipal leaders all the time. We talk to you maybe once every 6 months or a year. Anything else you want people to know about? What's going on in Meriden with you? What have you?
We've got a lot of work going on in Meriden. There's a lot of great things happening. So when you drive through Meriden, it's probably going to look different than the last time. And if you come back, you know, 6 months to a year from now, it's going to look continue to look different, hopefully for the positive. You know, we're cracking down on crime. We're doing everything we can. And, you know, we've got another local election this November. So I'll be on the ballot again, seeking my sixth term. Hard to believe time flies, but I look forward to more great work in our city in the year to come.
Yeah, Matt Royce, go Elks Club, baby. listen, thanks, Mayor. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
All right. Mayor Kevin Scarpati Bye-bye. From the city of Meriden. Just getting a check.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.